Okay, so we're in Daf Lamed tonight. So if you remember, on Lamed Chen Beis, we quoted the Mishnah. The Mishnah was 10 lines from the bottom on Lamed Chen Beis. We said that HaChadash is Surah Minat Torah B'chol Makom, that Chadash is prohibited from the Torah everywhere in the world. And that obviously follows Shita of the Tana Reb Lezer, and also with Rabbi Akiva would agree with that as well. He says, and then Orla is Halacha. And kilayim is midivrei sofrim. So kilayim means kilei kerem. That's midivrei sofrim. So then the Gemara asks, what does halacha mean? We say orla halacha. What does that mean? So we had a machlok and amorayim. So that's the Mishnah. So Rav Yehuda says in Mishmuel, hilcha to Medina. So Rashi learns the people were just no egg to do orla outside of Eretz Yisrael, but not that it's like obligated in any way on a deraisa level. And then Rabbi Yochanan said, "Rabbi Yochanan's halacha Moshe Sinai." So it is a deraisa level. Okay, that's it with Orla. Now, Alamatenam and Aleph, let's go down. So the fifth line, you have the place, Gabriel. Line five, Lamatenam
and A39.
All right, I just want you to know if you have the place. Okay, so Amarle Levi the Shmuel. Levi said to Shmuel, "Aryoch." So Aryoch is like a nickname for Shmuel. Shmuel is called Aryoch. So he says, so Rashi says, create a safek for me and I'll eat it. There was they're living outside of Eretz Israel. And Levi says to Shmuel, I want you to create a safek. In other words, you pick fruit and I won't know whether it's orlo or not, and I'll eat it. That's basically what he's saying. Safek Levani. Then Rav Ivi of Rabba Bar Rav Chanan, Misapu. They would each like create a safek for the other one. In other words, each one would collect fruits for the other one, obviously in Chutz La'aretz, and neither one knew whether it was orla or not. And so it was a safek, so they're eating this sfeikot. So we see these chachamim are eating, and we saw earlier yesterday we had about the Safek Orla, it seems to be permitted in Chutz La'aretz. So we'll see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, we're around line 6 in Lamed Tetam and Aleph. So, Amri Charifei de Pumpadita. So the sharp ones from Pumpadita. So that's a term of art, which the Gemara and Rashi helps out here. But I think the Gemara and Eruvin explains what they are. On the fourth line in Rashi, Eifa Vavimi b'nei Rachba de Pumpadita. These two Chachamim are called Charifei de Pumpadita. So the sharp ones from Pumpadita said, Ain orla b'chutz la'aretz. There's zero orla b'chutz la'aretz. We're getting a lot of different shitot here. So shalcha. Now we have to figure this out because again, the Mishnah. We went over the Mishnah before you came, but we did it yesterday. The Mishnah said that in chutz la'aretz it's halacha. So we had different shot what it means, but there was some din of orla in chutz la'aretz. But the Charifei of Pumbedita are saying there's no din of orla in chutz la'aretz. So he says shalcha Rabbi Yehuda l'kamid Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yehuda sent before Rabbi Yochanan. For clarification, those Rabbi Yehuda is living in Babel. He sends a message to Rabbi Yochanan, please clarify the situation for me. Shalach lei, Rabbi Yochanan says back to him, stone sfeika, which means, Rashi learns that, like, in other words, conceal the safek, in other words, conceal the heter to eat orlo of safek. Conceal the head there to eat or orla b'safek. He says, "Va'abed ba'da'a," and get rid of anything which is vaday orla. "V'hachreizal peirutein," and announce concerning the people who are not observing orla, "Shetunim geniza," that it requires geniza. "V'chola omer ain orla b'chutz la'aretz," and whoever, this is Rabbi Yochanan's response, whoever says there's no din of orla in chutz la'aretz, lo yehelonin b'neched, he shouldn't have. Like a child and a grandchild, so that's a pasuk, but it means he shouldn't have a chilek among Klal Yisrael. So in other words, Rabbi Yochanan is not only rejecting. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan is saying a few things. He's saying first that there is a din in Orla, but even the safek. In other words, like sometimes when people are leaning in one direction, the chachamim go over the other direction to be more machmir. So the safek Orla should be permissible, because but nevertheless. Rabbi Yochanan says, conceal it. Don't even teach the people that halacha. Conceal that. And any orla destroyed. So he says here, B'inu. So who do the Charifei of Pumbedita hold like? In other words, the Charifei of Pumbedita
doesn't
are.
apply at all.
There are Eifa Vavim, Bnei Rach, there are Moraim. So Mistama, they know the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that there is a din Rola with the Aretz. So who do they hold like? So the Gemara says, he had a Tanya. They held like the following Brisa. This Brisa says, Reb Lazar, Reb Yossi, Omer Mishum, Reb Yossi ben Durmaska, Shemar Mishum, Reb Yossi Glili, Shemar Mishum, Reb Yochan ben Uri. And it turns out the only one have a lot of things like this. He says, Amar Mishum, Reb Lazar Hagadol. So he's quoting a whole long line of Chachamim in the name of Reb Lazar Hagadol. Reb Lazar Hagadol is the same as Reb Lazar, and we had Reb Lazar, and we'll, the Gemara's going to ask this in 1 second. Reb Lazar in the Mishnah said that, or we'll see in a minute, the name of Reb Lazar, Ein Or L'Chutz La'aretz, that there's no din in Or L'Chutz La'aretz. So there's one Tana who holds no din of Or L'Chutz La'aretz, they were following him. But the Mishnah in Or L'Chutz rejects that, and Rabbi Yochanan was rejecting that. Below, you mean Reb Lezer holds there's no din of Orla and Chutz La'aretz? How could that be? Banantanan, we learned in the Mishnah just a few days ago, Reb Lezer Chadash. So the Mishnah said, if you remember, it said that according to the Tanakhama, he said that if somebody's a mitzvah that's Talui Chobat Karka, so it's only knowing in Eretz Israel, except for Orla and Kalayim, that is no way Chutz La'aretz. And Reb Lezer says, Afa Chadash. In addition to that, remember, and the Gemara concluded that he was machmir. So it'd be saying, Reb Lezer says even Chadash, so certainly Orla is prohibited. How can Reb Lezer have said there is no Orla in Chutz La'aretz when in the Mishnah he says there is Orla? So Tani Chadash. So the Gemara says we should learn in the Mishnah or understand the Mishnah not that he said Acha Chadash, he said Chadash, meaning that Reb Lezer is cholait that Orla and Kalayim are no even Chutz La'aretz, but he holds that Chadash is. He holds Chadash is. So,
same person?
Yeah, same time with Reb Lezer. So the Gemara says, Am Rabbi Asim Yochanan, Orla b'chutz la'aretz halakal Moshem Yisinai. So now the Gemara, we had this quote yesterday. In yesterday's Gemara, we had Ula name Rabbi Yochanan, that is halakal Moshem Yisinai. And today we have Rabbi Asim Rabbi Yochanan, that Orla b'chutz la'aretz halakal Moshem Yisinai. Am Rabbi Zeh Rabbi Asim, but we learned the word Bahatanan. Should we learn to the Mishnah? We did this Mishnah yesterday that if it's a Safik Orla, so in Eretz Israel, it's prohibited. Safik and Rice is prohibited. The Surya Mutar, Surya, which is a Kibush Yachid, is permissible. The Chutz La'aretz, you're ready to locate. The Chutz La'aretz, we learned that you can go down and even collect it off the Korea. So again, this is Rabbi Zeri speaking to Rabbi Yasi. So how could you quote Rabbi Yochanan saying that or lebahal chutz la'aretz halach moshem Sinai? We have these statements that seem like you have all these kulas. Ishtomein kishachara. So Rabbi Yasi couldn't immediately answer. He says, then he said, Amalei, Ema kach nemar. I have to say that the Masorah was as follows. Sveika mutar vada asur. In other words, the Masorah was, it is halach moshem Sinai, but built on the halach moshem Sinai was, that a Safek Orla is permissible. That's what they were saying. Safek Orla is Mutar, but the Asur.
That's not the Halakha Moshe Mishinai.
Right. The Halakha Moshe Mishinai is that Orla is knowing B'chutz La'aretz, but as part of knowing B'chutz La'aretz, so Safek Orla is permissible. Safek Orla is permissible. Now, when it says Yoreid B'lokate, so remember we had two Lashonos yesterday. So one second says that. This was according to Tzad that said, so it's a question whether Yorei V'Lokate should be there. But remember, Yorei V'Lokate works better with the Shita that held that it was just like that they were knowing that way. But Yorei V'Lokate, who's going to be Yorei V'Lokate? Give me one second. Yeah, he means a Safek Orla. He means a Safek Orla grew beyond Surya. Seniori below K. All right, let's just review for Michael what we did, and then we'll move on, and we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. So we've been talking about Orla and Chutz La'aretz. So it came out, we have a number of shittot. One shita is that there is no din in Orla in Chutz La'aretz. And that was That was, where was it? Yeah. Ain Orla b'chutz la'aretz. According to the Tanna, Reb Lezer, there's no din of Orla b'chutz la'aretz. And then in our Mishnah, it sounded like it was. It kind of comes where our Mishnah said that Orla and Kalayim apply in chutz la'aretz. And Reb Lezer said, Afa Kadash, the Kadash applies in chutz la'aretz. So certainly Orla applies in chutz la'aretz. So the Gemara says we should understand the Mishnah, not Afa Kadash, but Kadash. And in the Chanami, it's holy on Orla and Kalayim before it. So according to the Tanna, Reb Lezer, Orla doesn't apply in chutz la'aretz. But the Mishnah, though, said in Masechet Orla that Orla and Chutz La'aretz is halacha. Halacha. So we had a machlokes what that meant. So according to the way Rashi understands it, according to one opinion, it's just Hilchata the Medina. What did he say? What does the Gemara say, the expression? He says Hilchata Medina. And Rashi learns that they were Pinhigo that way. In other words, they just, began doing it that way, which sounds like a very weak sort of thing. But Ulisna Rabbi Yochanan halacha Shemi Sinai. But so with the Ulu and Rabbi Yochanan, we said, how could that be? Because how come Safik Orla, if it was Hakamish Mishina, means Doraisa. Just how come Safik Orla and Eretz was prohibited, Safik Orla and Chutz La'aretz permissible? So he says, so Rabbi Asi, who quotes Rabbi Yochanan, says it means that was Halacha Moshe Sinai. Halacha Moshe Sinai is it's Doraisa, but part of Halacha Moshe Sinai is if it's in Chutz La'aretz and it's a Safik, it's permissible. Okay, who's the questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did so far?
How many different opinions did we have on Orla?
I think we had, well, we had in sort of two, three. In other words, one that there's no din in Orla and Chutz La'aretz.
Two
Two
extreme
that
extensions,
that there is a din halacha, but then what halacha means? We had hinhigu, or it means that it was halacha Moshe Sinai. So,
yeah.
yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. I don't know what to say about that. So yeah, we hold this. There is Orla. If you have a fruit tree, you can't eat the fruit for the first 3 years. And it's halacha Moshe Mishina. That's the way we would hold. Okay, everybody good? Okay, I'm gonna move on. Let me see if I have any of the sheets here. One second, anything to talk about? 1 minute, let me get them out. I have to check the halacha, but Lachor from the Gemara, it certainly sounds that way. 1 second. All right, I'm gonna move on. So this is okay, this will be good. Okay, let's go on. Okay, let's see further than one. All right, so now we're gonna slightly shift over now to Kilayim. And there's lots of different types of Kilayim, and we'll have to clarify. So we're on middle down the column and on the tetamanala. It's 2 lines below the parentheses. Amar Rabbi Yasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lokin ala Kilayim, Divar Torah. So it's about Kilayim and Chutz La'aretz, you get Malka for on a Doraisa level. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, or Lib Rabbi Yasi is the version, but on Tanana Kilayim, Divrei Sofrim. But we learned in the Mishnah in Masechet Kilayim that the Mishnah we had yesterday, that Kalayim is just the Durabana level. You're saying it's a Dvar Torah, it's a Duraisa level. Lokasha, Kambikilia Kerem. When the Mishnah said yesterday that it's Midivrei Sofrim, that's talking about Kilia Kerem. Kilia Kerem is when I plant, grape seed, wheat seed, and barley seed, but that's a Durabana Chutz La'aretz. He says, Kan bar Kavada Ilan. But when the statement of Rabbi Yochanan that you get Malkot on the Duraisa level for Kalayim, sort of grafting, different trees together, different species together, then that is does apply in Chutz La'aretz, and it's a Doraisa level. You get Malkot for it. See the Shmuel, like Shmuel explained, Amar Shmuel, now here's a pasuk that I took on my chumash for that. It says, that chukotai tishmaru. So let me get the pasuk out. So, or who's got the number? 1918, of course.
1919.
1919, a good year. Okay, 1 second. 1919. Okay. So this is in Parsha Kedoshim. So the pasuk says that Chukotai Tishmaru, you should observe my decrees, is the way the Arsu translates it. Behem techalot tarbiyah kilayim, don't mate your animal with other species. Sadecha lo tizra kilayim, don't plant your field with mixed seed. Uvegi kilayim shatneis lo yalei halacha, don't wear shatneis. So let's see back on the Gemara. So the Amar Shmuel Chukotai Tishmaru Chukim shechakati l'cha kvar. So usually the Torah says Tishmeru Chukotai, something like that. Or, you know, here it says Chukotai Tishmoru. It puts Chukah front and center, means the Chukim that I've given to you previously. Meaning, he wants to say that it's part of Bnei Noach, part of things that Bnei Noach were commanded on. And there was, you know, this from many years ago. And that's, you know, you can't mate an animal with a different animal, and you can't graft, you know, one tree with another tree. Behem techalot harbi kilayim, sad chalot tizra kilayim. Look, so ma behem techa baharba'a, so just like your animal, you can't mate with a different species, or should not do that. Af sadcha bahar kava. So too, you shouldn't, you know, mate the different trees with different, you are basadcha bahar kava. So, yeah, well, he means like crossing different breeds. We'll see in a minute. Just like the prohibition against mating your animal with different species applies both in Eretz Yisrael and, so too here, the way the Gemara is going to have two ways to understand it, but we want to say that, you know, like grafting one tree to another tree applies both in Eretz Yisrael and. But it does say sadcha, I think is what you were asking. Sadeh doesn't sound like a tree. Ahu lemiuti zraim shebechus laaretz. It's coming to, and it was sadecha lemiuti zraim shebechus laaretz. That right. In other words, kiliyah karam does not apply on a derice level in chus laaretz. That would be sadecha. So he says lemiuti shebechus laaretz. Okay, let's go slowly with this. So we began with Rabbi Yochanan, says you get malkot on the derisa level for kilayim. So he said that means grafting trees. So they graft, you know, one type of tree, like an orange tree with an etro tree, that would be, you know, violating the din and kilayim, that din and kilayim. And then, but we had a statement that the Mishnah says in Masech and Orla, kilayim mi divrei sofrim, kilayim is only at a drabanan level, that's talking about in chus la'aretz. Let's talk about Kilei Akerem. Kilei Akerem and Chutzaris is the Rabbanon. So that we were Masbir. And then he says, the Gemara had the Shtikal Torah from Parsha Kedoshim, that just like the admonition not to crossbreed animals goes back to Bnei Noach, so Sadcha Lot Tizra Kilayim, he's understanding the phrase in different ways. Sadcha Lot Tizra Kilayim means like you can't cross the different species together. Even in the animals you can't cross, and you can't cross the different, you know, trees with the, I don't think cross vegetables, but it means that you can't cross the different things together. And just like the animals, both the Eretz and the Chutz-Laaretz, so too, that admonition against grafting different trees, species of trees, but it says sadcha, and that's the Luti Zraim Shebe Chutz-Laaretz. In other words, if it's Kilei Akerem, that only applies on a derice level in Eretz Israel. Okay, let me one second. Let me check one. Wait. Let me check one thing, and I'll talk. Okay, hold on. Give me one second. Let me check. Okay, let's see what he says here. Yeah, so he says field is grafting one species onto another. Yeah. Wait, one second. Yeah, so sadcha means land that's reserved for you in Eretz Israel. So he says, so we did it. Okay, so again, harkava grafting is prohibited on a direct level in Chutz La'aretz, everywhere in the world. And, you know, meeting two different species of animals everywhere in the world. But Kilei Akerem, well, that would just be in Eretz Yisrael on a derice level, but in Chutz La'aretz on a derice level. Okay, what do you got? No.
Grafting?
Right, they cut off a branch of one tree, and then they go to the other tree, and then they tie it.
I have a question, too.
All right, just one second, we'll get to you. Yeah.
Okay.
So, with... With the, well, the, certainly the Easter is Harkava. I don't think it's an Easter in eating it once it's been, because we go to the store where everything is, a lot of the fruit, a lot of the fruits are the results of that. Okay, was that you, Ruth?
It's me.
No, who in Zoom world asked me a question a minute ago?
No, that was me, Malka.
Malka, okay, what do you got for me, Malka?
I did, Malka.
I hear you, go ahead.
So what is this, does this have any effect on the crossbreed of dogs? Like, you know, how they will mix a Labrador and a poodle and make it into a Labradoodle?
Right. So, Lakora, I don't think that. The only thing is like this: they're all the same species. That's a different breed of dogs. I think the Easter is trying to crossbreed species, which wouldn't really give like a live offspring. But I don't think that there's a problem of crossing one breed of dog with another breed of dog. I don't think that would be a problem. I have to look into it, but I don't think that's a problem. All right.
Question.
Yeah. Go ahead. Okay, Yosef.
Okay, only for the writer stuff.
Yeah, well, Malkot, on the rice level, you violate a law. There is a Malkot Rabbanon, which they could impose from violating different dinim at their discretion. But generally, Malkot is providing the law. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, now. All right, now we're up to around 10, 15 lines from the bottom. Last word in the word line is Rav. Rav Hanan, Rav Anan, Habu Shakli, Ba'azli, Ba'orcha. So Rav Hanan and Rav Anan were going on the way. Now, I think Shakli, I think, means like they would have these robes, and they would get moving, they would pick up the robe and throw it over the shoulder type of thing. So that's what it means, shakli ba'azli. They were walking ba'orcha. Chazulu gavra, the Khazar is drawing ba'adi adade. He saw somebody planting all these different types of seeds together. Now, they're in chutz la'aretz. Amarle, so Rav Hanan said to Rav Anan, neitimar neshamte. You should place this by in the cherem. Let's put him in cherem. Because he's violating Kilei Zroyim. He says, so Amar Lei, well, that's the question. So Amar Lei, it isn't Chutz La'aretz. So Amar Lei, lo chavritu. So he says, you have not got this halacha clarified. In other words, in Achinami, there's no lo chavritu, ein hilchot kilei mechuvarim lechem. In other words, because there is no din of Kilei Zroyim in Chutz La'aretz, is what he's saying. Well, we'll see in a minute. The Kazara Chite Usare Begufne. Then they saw another man who was planting wheat and barley in the vineyard. So Amarle, so again, this is so who's speaking to who? So Rav Anan says, Rav Chana, Nathan Bar Nishante, let's put this person in Chayram. Amarle lo tzaharitu. In other words, this din is not illuminated to you. So it says lo kaimalan to Rabbi Yoshia. Don't we hold like Rabbi Yoshia the amara she's rachitus Rabbi Chartzan lo polit yad. In other words, kilei akerem is prohibited in chutz la'aretz, but in order to do kilei akerem, you have to take the grape seed, the barley seed, and the wheat seed and plant it all together to be over on a derice level, according to Rabbi Yoshia. So they saw a person planting wheat and barley seed in the vineyard.
Right,
the vineyard existed already, and he's planting the wheat. So that would not be the case. Okay, now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Ma'ari Bizrani Bizara. Rabbi Yosef, who lived in Chutz La'aretz, remember he was blind. It's interesting what he was doing. He would take different seeds together and plant them. In other words, so that would normally be in Eretz Yisrael, Kilei Zroyim. So he says, Amarle Abaye, so Abaye says, Talmid said to him, Anantanara Kilayim Debrei Sofrim. He says, but we learned in the Mishnah Masechta Orla that Kilayim in Chutz La'aretz is Debrei Sofrim. He says, Amarle, so if Yosef answered him, Lokasha Kan Kilei Kerem, Kan Kilei Zroyim. That Mishnah is about Kilei Kerem. So Kilei Kerem indeed is a Drabanan in Chutz La'aretz, which according to Rabbi Yoshi would mean grape seed, barley seed, and wheat seed. He says, but I'm doing Kilei Zroyim, I'm doing other types of plants, seeds together. So that's not prohibited. He says, Kilei Kerem, Deva'aretz Asurim Ba'ana'a, and Rav Yosef said the difference is that Kilei Kerem in Eretz Israel is prohibited Ba'ana'a, even in other words, not only you're not allowed to plant it, but you can't get enough from the planting. B'chutz La'aretz Nami Gazru B'Rabbanan. So the Chamimah goes there on Kilei Kerem and Chutz La'aretz. In other words, Kilei Kerem is so Kamor, so there goes there even on Chutz La'aretz. He says, Kilei Zroyim, Deva'aretz Asir Ribana, but Kilei Zroyim, you rid a lot of if you plant the different things together, but it's not Asir Bana, Chasaris nami lo gazru b'rabbanim. Fami more and goes there and kli zrayim in Chasaris. So that indeed is going to be the way Rav Yosef holds, but the Gemara says, Hadar amar Rav Yosef lav milti hidamri. Then Rav Yosef said, I have to retract what I said. Why? The Rav zaraginta de be Rav mishari shari, mishari mishari. Rav planted a vegetable garden for his the Talmidim and the Yeshiva in different patches. In other words, he's got like maybe lima beans and barley and you know soybeans and everything else. But separated. My taima, why did he have everything separated? Lamishum Erube Klein. Was it not that Rav was concerned about mixing the seeds, even though Rav was living in Kfaretz? So Amarle Abaye, so Abaye says to Rav Yosef, Bishlemi Yashmina, turn page on the top line. Arbal Arba Ruchot Harugab, Akapa M. Sushapir. So the Mishnah learns in Masech Kalayim, in Aruga, a patch is six tvachim. It's either by six or five tvachim. They quoted in the Masech today, I don't remember, but it's a small, it was six tvachim would usually be like 24 inches, like 2 feet by 2 feet. In other words, that would be the size of a small patch. So the Mishnah learns that if in a small patch I want to plant different types of minim, so I have to do it like one on each edge of that patch and a different one in the middle, and then I can have everything close together. So had he done that, had it been in one small patch, had Rav done that, Arvala Baruchot Haruka, if he had like different types of seeds on each one of the on the perimeter, on each side, and a different one in the middle, he says, Vachapem Shapir, then Yutaka. You'd have a big riot. There's no reason to take a small patch and plant so many different things there, unless it's because of that. Elahacha Mishumnoi, over here, he had, you know, there's like one patch here, one patch there, one patch there. It could be just he liked it, he wanted to look, you know, like attractive. He says, V'inami from Tircha de Shamahi, or he might have done it to make it easier as a tenant. So if he tells the tenant, we need, you know, some barley. So the tenant goes, like, go over your field day. If we don't feel B. It's easier. So it's not Bukhrah that Rav was doing it for that reason. So that reinstates Rav Yosef's distinction between, you know, the Zrayim in Eretz Yisrael and the Zrayim in Chasaris. So it's coming out, we were learning. So Kilia Kerem is, all the Kilayim is derived in Eretz Yisrael. So Kilia Kerem is the Rabbanan in Chasaris, the way we're coming out. And then we said that, if you want to join us, you're welcome. We have lots of Gemaras. You want to come? Or whatever you want. Fine. Anyway, so Kilei Zrayim is the Rabbanan of Chutz La'aretz. Kilei Zrayim, the way Rav Yosef is learning, not even prohibited in Chutz La'aretz, is the way Rav Yosef is learning. And then we said, though, that to graft one type of min onto another type of min, that's a deraisa level is prohibited in Chutz La'aretz. Right? So when the Mishnah said in Masechet Orla that Hakilayim Debre Sofrim, it's talking about Kile Hakarim on Chutzlaret, Debre Sofrim. And then we had another statement that Rabbi Yochanan said, Lokina Kilayim Dvar Torah, you get Malkon Dvar Torah, he's talking about a different type of Kilayim. He's talking about grafting, you know, one type of species with another type of species. And then the way Rabbi Yosef interpreted it, like Kile Zrayim, if I just want to plant like wheat and barley together, then that's permissible in Chutzlaretz, the way Rabbi Yosef is learning. Okay, these are questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far.
So why do we have to bring in Rabbi Yoshia? We said you have to plant them together. That's the only time all three together. You just say Chutzlaretz doesn't apply.
No, because no. Kilea Kerem is Kilea Kerem. Kilea Kerem, well, it was Kilea Kerem, Kilea Kerem does apply. So he says, so here we see this person is planting, so we should put him in Cheirim.
Okay, so what do you say before the Rabbanan? You don't put in Cheirim.
Who said that?
Well, that was Malkon, we said.
Yeah, and even the Chachamim, you could sometimes give Malkon Mardu. But he said we should put him in Cheirim. So he said, no, but you forgot that Rabbi Yoshi says.
At the same time.
Right, so you didn't do it at the same time. Okay, everybody good? So I think Malchus Mardus is whatever the person chooses to get. It could be 40, it could be 50, it could be 100, it could be 10. Right, that's correct. Which part?
That's the Rabban is
more. Oh, you mean like that? All right. What? So again, if it's the Malchus for violating love, then you would need a hasra and everything else with the bez. And if it's makas mardus, so the chachamim, they can be onshin shalom and adin. They can do things, you know, as they see appropriate under the circumstances. Okay, now let me see what else I have here. One minute. Okay, so I'll mention this one thing. He has here, we said that Rav planted like this garden near the Beis Medrash. So he says sometimes people build a shul and they want to like improve it. And one of the ways they want to do it is by planting, you know, a nice tree near the entranceway. But there are poskim who hold that you're not allowed to plant trees at the gate of a shul. Like the Rav will explain. 1 minute. He says, let us wait 2 minutes and we'll get the answers, okay? So you're not allowed to plant trees in the base of Mikdash and the Azara. So he says it's machlok the Rambam and the Raibid. It sounds like whether it's in the base of Mikdash, the Azara, or the Adam's Beach or near the Mizbeach. I'm not sure exactly which the Rambam and the Raibid, what the machlok it is. In other words, it sounds like whether the prohibition is planted in the Azara or near the Mizbeach. That sounds like the machlok. I don't know who says who. He says, "Look, telecha asherah kolayt said someone's ba'ach Hashem. You can't plant an asherah, any tree near the mizbeach of Hashem." And the reason is brought down the Rambam because the derech of Obdei Kochavim was to plant beautiful trees near their mizbechot. They plant beautiful trees near their altars to kind of pull everybody into the avodah zarah, and so not to in any way emulate the Obdei Avodah Zarah. The Torah commands us to avoid that. That's the din with Beis HaMikdash. Now, concerning planting vegetables near a shul or yarek, or you know, plant flowers and things like that, which is a mikdash mat, or shuls are a mikdash mat. So the post can bring down. He quotes Shas of Shulis Marsham that there's no isur like we see in our sugya. Rav grew these like garden vegetables that were near his base medrash. We assume that the same din that would be in the shul would be by a base medrash, and yet we see Rav planted a vegetable patch near the base medrash in order to give food to the Talmidim. But this machloket poskim, if you're allowed to plant like trees for beauty near a shul, you're allowed to plant trees for beauty near a shul. So Rabbi Akiva Eger brings the opinion of Rabbi David Aramah, the Chachamim asked planting trees near the entranceway of a shul, just like the Torah prohibits you to plant trees near the Mizbeach and the Azara. So that now we're getting into it. So like might be Isur, but the Aruch Laner, that's Rav Yaakov Etlinger, he holds that there's no Easter to plant a tree at the gate to the shul, because even the base of Mikdash, the only prohibition was to plant trees in the base of Mikdash. But near the gate, there was no Easter, even with the base of Mikdash. So we're not going to plant, in other words, the base of Mikdash is a little bit out, mostly an outdoor situation. But he says, so certainly the Chamim would not have been goes there to plant trees at the Shari Beit Knesset. Now, the Rav of Bnei Brak, Rav Yaakov Landau Zatzal, was mesupak how to make a ruling concerning the shuls in Bnei Brak concerning planting trees near the entranceway to Beit Knesset. So he turned with the shaylik to some different talmid chachamim, among them the Shas and Shuv Seichal Yitzchak, who was marich that there's no Easter b'davar. He said, but at the end he says it's better if they plant the trees. This is berachavat Beit Knesset, but not b'derech hamovila ilav. Rakhabat Beit Knesset sounds like an open expanse, like near the shul, but not near like the pathway leading to the shul. But it's just something to realize, you know, like a lot of times, like I say this again and again, but Dafyomi, it just teaches you like issue identification. In other words,
be aware.
Right. In other words, now you have a sensitivity and something comes up. You said we should ask the Rav. We look into this, that, the other. If I don't know anything, yeah, it's a great idea. We'll plan to do all these things.
What's the lesson on the reason?
In the base of Mikdash, there's a lav. You're not allowed to plant a tree either near the Mizbeach or in the Azara. Depends on the Rambam and the Raibit. What?
You know the reason for that?
I just spoke. We said that the old day about Azara would do it plant trees near the Mizbechot, you know, in order to, you know, so we don't want to emulate them and do that. So that's the issue with the shul. Okay, we have 2 minutes for questions, comments, and thoughts. I'm going to go. Who's got questions, comments, and thoughts in Zoom land? Let me give the Zoom land people to say anything first. All right, what's up, Aaron Moshe?
Now I was going to say that the Asherah tree is lasher is a derech to show the way to go to the tumah.
Okay.
To go to the avodah. That's in other words, the mesis was worse than the one who was doing the actual avodah on the avodah zarah. They got skila. It was worse to make people go there.
All right. Yeah, that's an important hub. Right, no, that's it. Right, that's interesting. Right, okay, I can do, all right, let me do the story, and then we'll, all right, so there's the story here, or maybe I'll do the story at the end. It's about Rav Meir Shapiro, but we'll keep that in mind. Okay, let's go with the next Mishnah. Let me get through the daf, and then if we have time, we'll come back, we'll do a little bit more, okay? So the Mishnah says, Manithin, now this is, remember, so we, this is the way Rav Leibowitz was saying that, you know, we discussed different mitzvot, men, women, this, that, the other, and now the Gemara makes like a general observation about mitzvot. Manithin, kol osa mitzvah achav etivin lo ma'arichin lo yamav, v'no chalot ha'aretz. Simple pshat in the Mishnah, if you do a mitzvah, you get good in this world and good in the next. That's what it means. Etivin lo ma'arichin lo yamav, you get a long life. And no chalot ha'aretz, get sechar no ma'arichin. And if you don't do the mitzvah, so the Mishnah is saying you do mitzvahs to get rewarded this world or the next. If you don't do mitzvahs, you don't get rewarded this world or the next. Okay, that's Pashut. Okay, now, the Gemara says we're meaning, we ask a contradiction between this Mishnah and another famous Mishnah that I think everybody's familiar with. He says that we say every morning, the following items, we have to pay out. In other words, if you have a field, the payroll are like the interest accrual, like the income accrual from the field, and the carry, the mother load, wait for the next world. So the following mitzvot, you get reward, but the mother load is waiting for the Olam Haba. And he says, in Elohim, kibud avim, honoring one's parents, gemilut chasadim, you know, doing acts of kindness, v'achnasat orchim, welcoming the guest in, v'avat shalom ben adam v'chaveiro, and bringing shalom between man and his fellow man, v'tamat Torah k'neged kulam. The study of Torah is equal to all of them. Okay, now, so but the question is, so from that Mishnah, it sounds like only those you get rewarded in this world or the next world. In other words, those special mitzvahs, how many do we had here? I think we're five. Kibud avim, two, three, four, five. So it sounds like from that Mishnah, these five mitzvahs are special, you get rewarded in this world or the next world. But from our Mishnah, it sounds like every mitzvah, this world or the next world. Presumably all mitzvahs will be in the next world, but this world will be. Okay, so how do we kind of navigate this? So Amar Rav Yehuda Hachi Kamar. So Rav Yehuda says, this is what our Mishnah means. If a person does, in other words, if a person is, he's even, he's got 50 of it, 50 mitzvahs, 50 of Eirot, and then he does one mitzvah, and now he's doing more mitzvot. So he gets rewarded, and we consider it as if he fulfilled the whole Torah. So the Gemara, that's what he says in our Mishnah means. So the Gemara says, "Mechal dahana afilu bechara nami." So it sounds like from that from our Mishnah, that even if you, let me make sure I got this right. One second. It sounds like that the other five special mitzvot, even if you're a Baal Averot and you do one of them, you're in good shape. You're going to get rewarded. That's what it sounds like. So Amar of Shemaya, Lomar, Shemaita Shkula Machra'at. So he says, no. The one with the five special mitzvot means, let's say you were exactly 50-50, and including the 50 of mitzvot, one of these five, he says, that'll tip you over. But if you're more than 50, it's even low, and then you get all the reward. So, okay, so that's the pshat we want to go with so far. So we think that the five special mitzvot, if you have that in your side, you're in good shape. That'll tip you over because you have one of these like super duper mitzvahs. And the other ones, if I'm over the 50-50, so I'm going to get rewarded with it.
Otherwise, no.
That's what it sounds like. Uraminu, so now we ask a kasha on this from the family Brysa. The Brysa says, if you have more mitzvahs than Aveirot, Marienlo, so you get punished. It's like counterintuitive. In other words, I have more mitzvot, but I'm going to get punished in this world. And it's going to punish to make you more reward in the next world. In other words, so the person is doing more mitzvot, but he's going to get punished. In other words, we consider it as if he burnt the whole Torah, didn't even leave one letter behind. It was getting punished so much. Conversely, if he's got more Aveiro, Mativin lo, so then in a Shemayim, they're good for him in this world. It's like considered like, or like, I guess we're like, we view it as if he had fulfilled the whole Torah. So how do I reconcile that brisa with our Mishnah? That brisa seems to say I'm doing a lot of mitzvot. I'm in for a rough time, but I'll be better in the next world. Our Mishnah says it'll be good in this world. So Amar Abaye, Manitin da Abin la Yom Tav Yom Bish. So Abaye says it's different shot in our Mishnah. When the Mishnah says that Tivin lo Umarichin lo Yama, it means they create for him what will be a Yantiv, meaning he'll get punished. So Mativin lo doesn't mean he gets rewarded. It means he'll get punished with the goal to really ultimately benefit him in the next world. That's what
he's explaining what we just said, or
No. He's explaining our Mishnah. In other words, the Braisa we understand, but we couldn't reconcile the Braisa with the Mishnah. So by saying the Braisa and the Mishnah are saying the same thing. So when the Braisa says Mativin lo, it means we're creating a Yantiv for him. Ultimately it'll be Yantiv. Not right now.
For the Sadi.
And then if he doesn't do the mitzvah, ain't mativin lo, it means that it won't be mativin in the next world, but it may be good in this world. Okay, da'avin liyom tav yom bish. So for the tzaddik, we're creating yantiv ultimately. You know, it's not 100 spots newer. And for the rasha, yom bish. You know, yom bad day. You know, it's not 100 spots newer. Okay, that's one way out of it. But Rava Amar. So Rava says no, that these two statements, the Mishnah and the Braisa represents a different opinion. The Braisa represents the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov, the Amar Schar Mitzvah by Amalekah. Rabbi Yaakov says there are no reward for mitzvot in this world. So the Braisa that says that if you have a lot of mitzvot, so things are going to be bad for you, that's because you're not going to get Schar Mitzvah, Bola Mazah. But then if the cheshbon is you didn't do some mitzvahs, so they might punish you in this world, but don't look for schar mitzvah in this world. It's not coming. The Tanya, we learn in the Braisa, and this you all know the Braisa, but it's focus. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, in chol mitzvah mitzvah shetuv b'torah, shematan schara b'tzidah, there's no mitzvah in the Torah where you see the reward for the mitzvah, shein tchina meitzin tuliyabah. In other words, it's talui, means with olam haba. In other words, when the Torah refers to different reward for mitzvot, means the next world. That's what he's saying. It says, you have a lengthening of days good for you. It means in Olam Abba. And then throwing away the mother bird, you know, and because you want to take the chicks. Let's say a person's father said to the son, go up to the tower. Bailey goes low, bring me some young birds. And he goes up and he sends forth the mother bird, and then he takes the goes alone, and then on his way back to the father, you know, he falls and breaks his neck. So where Rabbi Yaakov says, so where's the length of the days? Obviously no length of days in this world. It means in Olam Haba you'll get the reward. So the Gemara asked on Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov's a Tana. The Gemara's asking on Rabbi Yaakov. But Dilma love Haki Haba. Maybe that never occurred. It was having this little nice shekel. Maybe no case like that ever occurred. You got this whole scenario. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov Masa Chaza. And Rabbi Yaakov saw an incident like this. So it did happen. So the Gemara says, Dilma Harai Brabe Rahaba. Maybe, in other words, Dilma Harai Brabe Rahaba. Maybe, unbeknownst to the viewer, the viewer only sees him doing kibbut ava aim and she's a cocaine, but maybe the person was thinking of doing an aveira, and you don't know what he was thinking. So machshava ra in a kadosh baruch hu b'tzar for lemaisa. So when it comes to Jews, a kadosh baruch hu doesn't count bad thoughts against us. But the gemara says the dim mahar b'avira b'avodukukam. Maybe he was thinking of avodah zara. In other words, I think I'm going to follow avodah zara. So then you're going to get it. The Pasuk says that Klal Yisrael they were held accountable for, you know, holding the thoughts of Avodah Zarah. So that's the question. Now, according to Rabbi Yaakov, maybe the person was thinking of Avodah Zarah and got punished for it. So it doesn't prove that there's no Sephar Ba'olam Hazeh. So even Ami Hashi Kamar, the word says, no, that's what Rabbi Yaakov meant. Yisal Kadayit Echshar Mitzvah B'Hayama, if you would assume that there is reward for mitzvahs in this world, Amai Lo Agin Mitzvah Alei, Hichlo Leitzli De'Hiror, why didn't the Sephar for doing the mitzvah protect him from thinking that sort of thing? In other words, it should have helped him awful. Bahama Reb Lazar, Reb Lazar said, Shluchei Mitzvah Eini Zokin. So Reb Lazar says that people who are shluchei mitzvah on a please focus inside, but people on a mitzvah mission, they're not harmed. So there's a different question. Rabbi Lazar says shluchei mitzvah is okay. So what is it? So let's stop for a second. So Reb Yaakov says that there's no schar for mitzvah in this world because this fellow was following the kibbutz of aim and shluchei mitzvah and he broke his neck. And even if you say he was mahar bar beira, I still makes my question stronger. Doing the mitzvah should have protected him from that, and didn't. So there is no reward for mitzvahs in this world. Okay, 1 minute. Now, the Gemara says, Hill, how could this guy have gotten killed on the first white line? Amar Reb Lazar, Shluchei Mitzvah in Yizokin. Reb Lazar says, people who are Shluchei Mitzvah on a mitzvah mission, they're not harmed. They have special protection. So how did this guy break his neck? He says, Hatam Lichatan Shani. So it means Shluchei Mitzvah, when I'm on the mission to do the mitzvah, I have the protection.
He's coming back.
So the Gemara says, the Gemara says, that he's protecting both going and coming from the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, it was like a lousy ladder, whatever, you know, shvach ladder. He says, the kliya hezekah. In other words, the hezek is more permanently established there. He says, but the kliya hezekah lo samchin anisa. In other words, like you're going down, like the elevator, you know, it didn't pass inspection for the last 10 years, and you're coming down on the 100th floor.
I guarantee that.
And like, you press the buttons, the door's not closing, they're closing. You have no guarantees with that. That Hashem tells Shmuel to go anoint David HaMelech, and Shmuel says, but Shaul, here I'm going, he's going to have my neck for this. But Shmuel's going on a mitzvah mission, so he's going to be protected. Yeah, but where there's Kriya Hezekah, if the king's after you, that's a whole different parsha. Okay, so Rava's answer is that there's machlok between our Mishnah and the Brisa. One second, everybody needs to be muted, and they're not all muted, so I'm going to help you out with that. One second, let me get to the end of the sugya, then we'll talk. Okay, so now, Amar of Yosef, on line, the fifth wide line, Amar of Yosef, had Acher, that's the Tana Lish ben Avuya, had he darshan the Pesukim like Reb Yaakov with his grandson, he, Acher, would not have gone off the derech. But Acher Mayhu, what was his Avera? What did he do? Some say he saw an incident like this. If you remember, when we did the Sugyas, there were a number of things with Acher, but some say he saw an incident like this. The Ikeda Amri, listen to the Chutzman of Torah ben Chaza, Davagarle. Some say he saw the tongue of Chutzmit the Mitorgaman. He was like the Mitorgaman is the person who's translating the Shir and announcing to everybody. And he saw that the Goyim had killed him, and the tongue was being dragged in the street by Davar Acher, by a Chazir. So Amar Peshe Pikmar Galiot Yilchekafar, he said the tongue that gave forth all these pearls of wisdom should like lick up the dust. Napachato. So he went out and he said, it means. The Gemara says a number of things to Acher. Remember, it says that, like, when he would stand up in the base medrash, Harbe Sifrei Minim, Nofim Lecheiko, and then he Sifrei Kfir would fall. So a lot of things go into creating, like, a person who goes off the derech. And then you can have one incident, and then because he's got all these cracks before, and then it does it. It's like the Makim Pakish. In other words, if you have, like, a strong structure, your mood is good, and this like that, then you have Nisyono, so you're able to withstand it. But if you already have this crack, that crack, the other crack, and then you see something now, then it does it. So he says...
Was he one of the Arba Shenichnasu Lepardes?
Yeah, that's what the Gemara says over there, right?
Right. So isn't there more to it than this?
That's just adding to what I'm saying. Okay. Now...
Can I ask a question until now?
Wait, Yosef's waiting for a question, and I'll do you a question, and then we'll go ahead.
And Arthur's also waiting.
Okay.
There's a runway.
Okay,
I don't know if Yaakov says there's no
sachar
for
mitzvahs in this world.
Explain the brisa. How does the Russia get rewarded?
No, it means that the cheshbon and shemayim.
Okay.
They're not rewarding him for mitzvahs. He's getting rewarded with an ultimate intent to punish him. But it means like
he's getting rewarded for a few mitzvahs that he did.
Yeah, it means whatever he did in this world, right? It's coming out that Rabbi Yaakov will have to say that like the arts, but it means like this is not an automatic cheshbon. Like you do a mitzvah, you get rewarded in this world. It's not automatic. That's what I said. All right, now Fern, what do you got for me?
What does it mean to have arichas yamim in olam haba?
It means that you'll have a nice olam haba. That's what it means. It means you'll be in good shape. That's what I'm saying. Okay, we'll hear if you have a Moshe. What does it mean?
I was gonna say that in the case where it says the kid fell after doing both those mitzvahs, so Rashi says he goes to B'makom Shekula Yarich, where we all live. So I saw in the name of the visa. I says, "What do you mean we go to the place where we all live? We all go to that place where we live forever and ever. So what does that mean?" So he says like this. He says it says a very scary thought. He says that you take a guy like Rev Yosef Karoy. He died in the 1500s. So when he went up, he stayed in Shemayim. This kid, he says, but most of us, he says, are Gilgalim. We have to keep on coming back and just being misakin. That kid that did both of those mitzvahs, he stayed up there with the Kaiwa. He doesn't have to come back anymore.
All right, yeah. Again, what you were saying, again, the Gemara said, you said, what does it mean, arichas yamim? It says it means, what is the language of the Gemara? It says, 1 second. Yeah, the olam shekulo tov. In other words, that the Gemara says, el lamani tablach, olam shekulo tov, lamani yichunimech, olam shekulo aroch. In other words, you're going to get reward in the world, which is all good. You get reward in the world, shekulo aroch. It's like unending. That's what it means. In other words, I got to run. We have 2 minutes. All right, go ahead quickly, Rafi. Then I got to run.
She took him away.
I don't know. Okay, all right. Now let's see back in the Gemara. Now 5 lines from the bottom. Okay, now Rami, Rav Tuvi Bar Rav Kisna the Rabba. So Rav Tuvi Bar Rav Bar, excuse me, Rav Tuvi Bar Rav Kisna posed the following contradiction or question to Rabba. Tznan kol osa mitzvah achat mativ b'lo. We learned in our mission that we just did a little while ago. We do mitzvah. So you get tzachar. Asa'in lo asalo. So it means if you do the mitzvah, you get rewarded. You don't do the mitzvah, not. Uraminu, we ask contradiction from the following braisa. Yashav lo avar aveira. If a person sat and was passive and didn't give in to his yetzahara, no nim lo sachar ko osa mitzvah. You get rewarded. In other words, from our mission, it sounds like you got to be proactive to do the mitzvah, then you get rewarded. From the braisa, it sounds like sometimes I could sit passively by and resist my yitzhara, I get rewarded. So Amarlay, Hatam Kun Shabbat Varavira Yado, but he's Solimana. Inachinami, it means when a passive, that the Avera is right there for him and he resists it. Kihad Reb Chanina Bar Papi, like Reb Chanina Bar Papi, Tavatea Himatronita. This Roman noblewoman was after him for, like, you know, to have intimate relations with her. Yes. So, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi. Rav Chanina Bar Papi, Amar Milta Umali Nafshe Shichta Bakiba. So one pshat that they quoted Rashi says elsewhere, he pronounced the shame of Meforash, and his body was filled with boils, make himself like unattractive. Abdehi Milta Beitzi. Then she did Kishuf, and now he's back to his little, yeah. So Arak Tasha Bahu Beibani. So he went and he hid in this bathhouse, which was dangerous. In other words, normally mazikim don't come during the day, and if you were with two people, you're usually protected. We had this earlier, but right. So we had it earlier with Chab Tet with. Let me see who this was. It was one second. We'll tell you in 1 second.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. That's it. Yeah, Rav Yaakov breed Rav Acha bar Yaakov. That's who you're right. Is that what you said? Rav Yaakov breed Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Okay, so that's who it was. So let's see back in the Gemara. So anyway, so he goes, like, you know, to escape from this lady, he runs to like this bathhouse, which is like the kiss of death. He says, Lamachar, Amar li Rabban and Manatra. So the next day, the Chan said, who protected you there? You went to this Amar Lahu. So he didn't want to say, this miracle occurred to me. He didn't want to be like you know, Masa Tov for himself. So Amar Lahu, Shnei Nose Kesar Shmuni Kulaila. There were like two sentinels from the Caesar guarding me the whole night. So Amulei Shemazvar Erva Balyantam Mi Salta Mehimenu. Maybe you had this temptation with the Dovar Erva. And we were saved from it, to Tanina, because we learn, if, in other words, if you resist the temptation, osin lo nes. So they do a miracle for you in Shemayim. So maybe that's what took place. Okay, now, let me just read a little bit, and then that will be it for today. Now, let me do the story, and then if we have any more time, we'll do any of the other things. Okay, the self-sacrifice of Meir Shapiro of Lublin, exhibited to build and maintain the yeshiva of Chachmei Lublin, was without bounds. He assumed debts of such crushing magnitude that he was forced to go collecting for long periods of time, still his obligations caused him to be unable to give any shurim. So he made a trip here to America to raise money for the Yeshiva Chachmei Lublin. Yeshiva Chachmei Lublin opened in the 1930s, and he passed away in the 1930s. It didn't last too long. I mean, his time there didn't last too long. So once Rav Meir arrived in the town of Pashmishel, there was that rival of the city took Rav Shapiro to task. Your honor is Rosh Yeshiva. Rosh Hashiva's primary task is to give the best year he can to develop his pupils. Let someone else worry about the Yeshiva's finances. This is for a board or something. After all, surely Rosh Hashiva is completely removed from raising money. So Rameyer says, no, it was always so. Rameyer retorted with lightning quickness. Lightning quickness. We find that Rav was the greatest teacher of Torah in his generation. In the merit of his teaching, Baal became the center of Torah. Even so, Rav dealt with the physical requirements of his students in addition to spiritual needs, as we find in Kiddush Lamatet. Where it says that Rav planted rows of vegetables. Rashi explains that this was to provide food for his students. In addition, Hashem sent the manna, the ma'an, in the merit of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah was given to the generation that ate ma'an, not a neglected and hungry generation. There was loan in the Torah of the Ochle Aman. So on another occasion, he added, we find that the Torah of Doeg HaAdomi was superficial. This statement can teach us a lesson about everyone. The Torah of Doeg, one who worries about whether he will have food to eat because no one is taking care of his physical needs, has no depth. Most of the time, he cannot really concentrate on his learning. All right, anyway, so here's the problem. Okay, let me just end the recording, then I'll talk. 1 second. Wait, give me 1 second. 1 second. No. Wait, 1 second. Wait. 1 second. 1 second. 1 second. Let me get a little thing, I'll talk. 1 second.
All right.
1 second.